February 13, Genesis 18, 1-8, entertaining strangers. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Hebrews 13, 2. God conferred great honor upon Abraham. Angels of heaven walked and talked with him as friend with friend. When judgments were about to be visited upon Sodom, the fact was not hidden from him, and he became an intercessor with God for sinners. His interview with the angels presents also a beautiful example of hospitality. In the records of Genesis, we see the patriarch at the hot summer noontide resting in his tent door under the shadow of the oaks of Mamre. Three travelers are passing near. They make no appeal for hospitality, solicit no favor. But Abraham does not permit them to go on their way unrefreshed. He is a man full of years, a man of dignity and wealth, one highly honored and accustomed to command. Yet on seeing these strangers, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. Addressing the leader, he said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away. I pray thee from thy servant." Genesis 18, 2 and 3. With his own hands, he brought water that they might wash the dust of travel from their feet. He himself selected their food while they were at rest under the cooling shade. Sarah, his wife, made ready for their entertainment, and Abraham stood respectfully beside them while they partook of his hospitality. This kindness he showed them simply as wayfarers, passing strangers, who might never come his way again. But the entertainment over, his guests stood revealed. He had ministered not only to heavenly angels, but to their glorious commander, his creator, redeemer, and king. And to Abraham the counsels of heaven were opened, and he was called the friend of God. The privilege granted Abraham and Lot is not denied to us. By showing hospitality to God's children, we too may receive his angels into our dwellings. Even in our day, angels in human form enter the homes of men and are entertained by them. And Christians who live in the light of God's countenance are always accompanied by unseen angels. And these holy beings leave behind them a blessing in our homes.